I have been accused of 3 murders, 2 committed by my own hand. I am not a murderer. A large number of allegations have been made by Nick against me and others of sexual abuse, torture, grievous bodily harm, rape, etc. They are all false. I know they are false with regard to me. I can't imagine that the other people he has alleged have been involved in these matters could possibly conceivably have done what he has said they have done in the circumstances of the detail of his allegations.
I was at the press conference, and there was one particular incident with regard to Edward Heath that you highlighted. Would you just explain the circumstances of that?
One of the allegations is that I am supposed to have threatened Nick with a penknife to cut his genitals. Edward Heath is supposed to have restrained me. It is absolute bunkum. The idea that Edward Heath and I will be in the same room doing anything, having a cup of tea, is extraordinary. Ted Heath and I fell out many years ago when I was a member of Parliament. He was a member of Parliament. He would not speak to me in the House of Commons. He snorted at me every time I passed him by. He despised me. The feeling was entirely mutual. This idea that I could possibly be in the same room socially with him, having a cup of tea, let alone doing these horrendous things, is a nonsense.
You described all of this as a homosexual witch hunt. Who's leading this witch hunt?
I'm not sure. I think there is allegations have been made for whatever reason, and no doubt the reasons will come out in due course. The police have been gullible enough to swallow them hook, line and sinker. It's time they had a bit of sense.
So what's the agenda of those making all these allegations and leading this witch hunt? Why are they doing this, in your
opinion?
I have
no idea.
You must have an opinion, otherwise you wouldn't have held the press conference.
I do not know. I may have opinions. Whether it's because the person is mad or a fantasist or he seeks a reputation.
You're talking about Nick?
Yes. Or he is looking at the money side of things. It wasn't mentioned at the press conference today, but that obviously must be a factor. I do not know, but it is a question that you should put to Nick.
Well,
but of course, Nick is not likely to come and face you.
If you put yourself in the position of the investigating officer at Operation Midland, someone who calls himself Nick comes to him and makes all these allegations, would you not expect them to be investigated?
Of course, and they should be investigating a lot more efficiently and quicker than they have been. If I'm supposed to have murdered 3 people, why have I been walking the streets for several months? What the superintendent should not have done is to go on television and say that just because somebody has come towards him to give allegations means that he believes the allegations to be credible and true. No other police officer in any other inquiry would do that.
But you would agree that the police should follow the evidence to see where it leads or wherever it might lead?
Of course, I said that in my statement. But the police also have a duty to act expeditiously. I don't think they've been doing that.
Have the police threatened you with arrest?
No, they've gone out of their way to say, I'm not under arrest, I'm not on police bail. The interviews I've given have been voluntary, some at my own request. So, no, I haven't been threatened by arrest. They have told my solicitors, but not the media or the public, that I'm not a suspect.
If you're being questioned on 3, possibly 4 murders, I mean, clearly from the evidence that Nick has given them, you are a suspect. Otherwise, they wouldn't be interviewing you, would they?
That is my opinion too. The police have better conduct their inquiries more expeditiously than they have been doing in view of the seriousness of the alleged offences.
Have you thought about complaining to the IPCC about the conduct of Operation Midland so far?
I'm keeping all my options open.
Why haven't you already taken legal action against people who might be making these allegations?
My parliamentary career was littered with libel actions. They usually don't get a good result and are incredibly ruinously expensive for the person taking the action. I'm not a rich man. I don't have the wherewithal to launch libel actions in all directions as footballers do and perhaps wealthy millionaires. I'm not of that status.
At the press conference, the subject of your pleading guilty in 1987 to four acts of gross indecency came up, and that was against somebody who was under the age of 21, and that was the legal limit at that point. A lot of people will think, oh, well, where there's smoke, there's fire. And that's why you will be under suspicion for this. Do you see the link there?
I see the link, but I pleaded guilty to those four charges. Immediately, I knew that I had no defence to them. My defence to these charges, to these allegations, is that I didn't do them. I'm innocent of these allegations. What happened in 1987, as you rightly say, was about the age of consent. I didn't meaningfully and knowingly break the law at that time. There was a lacuna in the law making it different in the homosexual to the heterosexual case. That was all consensual. That is a million miles away from what is being alleged against me and other senior figures, many of whom are dead.
Have you ever had sex with someone you now think may well have been a lot younger than you thought at the time?
Not to my knowledge. The person in 1987 who was wired for sound by a newspaper and made allegations to a newspaper in return for money, was wired and sent into my flat for sound on his own tape, on the press's own tape, claimed that he was over 21. He turned out to be 19.
Have you, have you spoken with any of the other people accused in about these allegations?
No. Quite a number, as you know, are dead. Quite a number are elderly. I'm speaking for myself, but I may be speaking, I don't want to be presumptuous, but I may be speaking for some people who cannot answer back.
How willing are you to continue to cooperate with the police?
I will try to help the police with their inquiries as best I can. My help has not been much use to them so far, and the manner in which they have treated me during the course of the interviews has been appalling.
And have they suggested that they will want to interview you again?
No.
So this could be the end of the matter?
It could be, but I stick to the old adage that there's light at the end of the tunnel. In my case, in my life, it's always been an express train coming towards me.
How has this affected you personally?
It has lost me my job. It has wrecked 28 years of rehabilitation. Since 1987. It has forced me out of my private life in which I was perfectly happy and content. It's not an easy thing to do what I did today. It has been a very difficult time in my life, and I've had some difficult times.
Do you think any young people were abused by politicians at Dolphin Square? Do you think there was a Westminster paedophile ring?
I am sure that there has been historic child sexual abuse, and I made it clear in my statement that I have the utmost sympathy and support for genuine victims. I think the word isn't right. I think it should be complainants. I think that that's certainly true. It may well be that the odd MP here and there may well have done something, but not in concert, in a gang. in parties, as has been alleged by the police, because members of Parliament at the time, remember, the climate was completely different. You could hardly be a homosexual and a member of Parliament at that time for any party. I think there may have been one Labour member of Parliament who was out at the time. So people, members of Parliament, kept to themselves. They didn't discuss.
This isn't about gay members of Parliament, is it? This is about paedophiles. You will agree with me that just because you're gay, that doesn't mean to say you're a paedophile.
No, absolutely not. But the allegations have been of a homosexual nature, not a heterosexual paedophile nature. What I'm saying is, at the time, members of Parliament did not routinely comment one to the other about their sex life or what they were or were not doing in
their bedroom.
So you
don't believe that there was a sort of organised paedophile ring? You think there may have been the odd incident, but not an organised paedophile ring? Because that's the allegation here.
If there was, I did not know about it at the time, and I certainly was not involved in any of it.